So it's the last Thursday in May 2014, and we're at day two of the exhibition for Tallulah Rendell, in which Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery presents Tallulah Rendell, the Banshee and the Moon exhibition. And fresh from our Midweek Drive morning edition, we have travelled down to the joys of London in Covent Garden. We, of course, in this instance, being the wonderful Rachel Warren. Rachel, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
You survived the journey?
Just about.
Yeah, as you see, once again, everybody's a critic. As always, and we've got the amazingly talented director extraordinaire, Graham Harper. How are you, Graham?
I'm very critical.
I should hope so too, because I'm sure when you were actually driving down, you didn't actually loop off via the M25 and take a completely different route, which sort of, I'm still not convinced whether we actually sort of save time or gain time, but let's not talk driving at this particular case.
You can get lost on the M25 and sometimes never be seen again.
That's what I thought when we were going through Epping Forest, but there we are.
That's the worst. That's exactly where it happens, isn't it?
So we're here in what I've actually described as our unofficial Southside Broadcasting London headquarters of Covent Garden, obviously outside, because we're still waiting for more sponsors, but still, it's we've just been actually sort of taking a brief repast. Graham, this is a rare treat, because normally we don't actually see you, you know, at this sort of time of the year, because normally you're on a film set somewhere.
It's because it's the summer, well, spring coming into summer, that's the time that most productions really get fired up and shoot because of the light and the length of day, etc. So usually I'm in my career, I've been away most of my life in the summer, filming up in Yorkshire or down in Cornwall or whatever.
But this time round, of course, because of the tremendous opportunities we provided for you and the superlative career options we can provide, you're joining us today, at least for a wee while.
I'm very pleased to be here. It means I'm on a break.
Rachel, this is, of course, your second official location report. Last time we were checking out a range of things in London, from Richard Fitzwilliam's selections and views right the way through to our colleagues at the On Broadcast Centre up in Oxford Street, etc. So, and you have, of course, been here before with the Globe Theatre, but what are you looking forward to this evening with respect to this exhibition?
It sounds quite different because it incorporates like photos and songs and things, I think, and there's interactive headphones and smartphones. Sounds very technical.
See, this is the interesting thing, Graham, because we had expected to be accompanied by Ed Wellman, who has actually got a smartphone. I can, of course, demonstrate for the listener and yourself my own quality phone, which works as a phone. Very little else than that. It does it as a phone. Rachel, I think, similarly with respect to that. So clearly there's one sort of challenge that we're faced with straight away.
I think you're archaic, both of you.
Yeah, archaic but perfectly formed.
How do you have that? Me, who's really non-technical in any way, and I love gadgets but I don't really know how to use them. I've got a very complex Samsung.
Yeah. And yet, tragically, you can't attend this evening, so there we are. No, life continues.
I'm not sure that's going to help me. Why would... I don't even know how to use it. Why would my phone help me...
Well, we will obviously find this out from Tallulah and probably Rebecca later on. But
that's the thing.
We need both.
Ah.
Yeah. Fortunately, Rachel has at least got some headphones, which is nice.
I brought mine with me, and I think Alex...
Well, I brought mine up to the boundaries. Basically, the headphones are now currently sitting outside a well-known supermarket store in Loughton, Essex.
Did you leave the... Oh, dear.
It's on there. It's okay. It's, because one felt the urge to. Obviously, destiny was leading us to that. Anyway...
How did they become left somewhere at Loughton, did you say?
In the car, because I didn't remove them from the car.
Ah, from the car. I thought you said from a market stall.
No.
Oh, okay, I'm checking. Yeah.
I might have been coming more chronologically gifted, but leaving headphones on market stalls, no. Yeah, it's not as yet, anyway. So, on this particular invitation that we actually have, we have... Thank you for your support, and I look forward to seeing you at the exhibition. You do not need to print your ticket, or we have in any case. We will have your name on the door. You do need to bring a set of headphones. Well, we're half successful on that one, Rachel.
Yes.
Plus...
actually listen and receive anything wonderful out of it.
Yeah, well, Graham, how many years have you known me? How often do I take one for the team?
Yeah.
But we also have, and this is the interesting, you do need to also please download a free QR code reader for your phone. Now, I can tell you what a QR code is, because I've looked at them in many ways, and there we have, that's a QR code thing, and you scan it over with your phone, and it works. Unfortunately, if I try to do this with this phone here, absolutely nothing at all. You know, so... It would be interesting.
No, because I might get some funny sounds tonight when you're... No, I think I'll stay as I am. No, I'm not having my phone.
You see, this is the whole thing, Tal, with respect to 21st century musical performances. I mean, Rachel, you're a keen attendee of music festivals and so on. Have you had to download codes beforehand?
Download codes? I like going to festivals and stuff. I tend to... I don't really know how I end up with all my music, but I'm not very good with downloading and internet. Very technological me.
Yeah, so it's going to prove to be very interesting. But, you know, all being well, this is, as I say, the official launch of the Banshee and the Moon. And, Graham, sadly you can't be with us this evening, but you're quite a fan of Tallulah's music.
I am. I only heard one song, if you remember, which she played with her there in the studio about a year ago. And I thought she was really, really good, really interesting, nice, interesting voice, different. And I thought she sounded smashing as a person. So.
And of course, she has actually, she now alternates every Wednesday with Michelle Monroe on the Midweek Drive.
Oh, does she?
Michelle actually sort of talks about, obviously, her late father Matt Monroe's music. And then every other week, we have Tallulah Rendell on board as well.
What does she talk about?
Our three albums and all sorts of other top music that's there.
Just checking.
So that's basically it. This is where we are. We're in Covent Garden. Graham, would you like to just describe the location so we can actually put a bit of colour on the whole scene?
What's happened to Covent Garden is when I first knew Covent Garden, which was as a child, as a sort of 10-year-old, going to drama school in Soho, and we used to come in our lunch breaks. We used to come here sometimes, a bit far away, but we used to come here because it was still a flower market, so it was still operating. And now... it's really different, but absolutely beautiful, because although we can't at the moment see the main building because of all these, what do you call this?
Parasols, umbrellas.
And the restaurant, which is kind of hiding the columns and the beautiful structure of the building. Georgian, I have to tell you.
sorry, Rachel, it's, you know, I did say don't mention the G word.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're surrounded completely by Georgian buildings. But it's fantastic. Look at it, it's fantastic. And what's lovely is you never used to have street artists. And they were always moved on in the 60s. They were always being moved on. You couldn't have street artists working in the street. And it was part of the game. Oh, and off they go. Suddenly all the money's kind of wrapped up with the scarf up. And about an hour later, they're back again doing. Whereas here, they're allowed. It's obviously part of the tourist trap of getting people to come and spend their money here. And they allow these people to kind of operate. And you can spend your money there as well. But I find it fascinating. It's really good. Do you like it?
I do. I like it. I love coming to London. I do like Covent Garden. I think I like the street performance as well. I think it gives it an extra something. Like you come and people come to see what they're doing and what tricks people are doing and how they're doing it. I just don't know.
Well, there's in Paris, there's an area called, a place, Les Halles, which was at Covent Garden of Paris, is now where the Georges Pompidou Centre is. And it's got it's a huge place with this big modern building with all the kind of tubes and all the domestic services all on the outside of the building. So you're looking at this strange building with all these strange pipes and whatever, and inside, fantastic space.
I bet they have a working WC. I'll explain that some future date, but what the hell.
This is information we do not need to know, Art.
It's sharing the pain of the journey. It is as we shared Rachel's sort of unfortunate incident with the staircase earlier today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a large restaurant. We're outside a large restaurant. We do not have a toilet that is working.
Yeah, this is the key point, you see. As I did when I descended to the basement, which is normally perfectly safe and all the rest. Ooh, you don't want to go in there, mate.
Might be some old flour cellars lying down there. Still drinking.
Very strange. He's now spending most of his time, this particular gentleman, looking for an out-of-order sign. In fact, when I actually ascended once again, he was asking the proprietor of the establishment, and we haven't mentioned any names here, but he was actually looking for an out-of-order sign. So it's nice to see the Olympics have passed.
I can help him. I've got an out-of-order sign. I'll stick on his back.
Well out of order. Fantastic. Let's progress. You've been listening to Random Thoughts from Rachel Warren, Graham Harper and Alex Levchuk on location in Covent Garden on a mini London location report as we prepare to head off to 2A Conway Street at the Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery for the official launch of Day 2 of Tallulah Rendell, the Banshee and the Moon exhibition. Well, we are here, Rachel. The events that we were talking about only a matter of moments ago with our BAFTA award-winning director, Graham Harper, in Covent Garden, and we have arrived.
We have, indeed.
And we're, of course, we're actually at the fabulous Rebecca Hossack Art Gallery. And what great excitement! It's another Tallulah Randall release. Fantastic! And already here we've got Tallulah's brother. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited.
And your name is?
Nicholas.
Marvellous. So much better than just Tallulah's brother. And, of course, the main man, who indeed Tallulah has spoken about in terms of being an inspiration in so many ways for shipping people out to India and back, etc. That would be the legendary Ben. How are you, Ben?
I'm very well, thank you. Pleased to meet you.
Likewise. I'm already impressed by the Avengers-esque, and that's, of course, Emma Peel and John Steed, Tara King, Spiral Staircase. So that's fantastic just to start off with, really. But, of course, this is day two of the big launch. How did yesterday go?
Yesterday was fantastic. Yeah, really good. We had lots of people. And we had lots of the pledges coming yesterday. So, as you may or may not know, her albums are funded through crowdfunding, and lots of people have invested in the album a long time before it was actually created. So we had a lot of the pledges coming yesterday to come and pick up the final product.
Which is genuinely fantastic, and we like to feel, as I say, we've contributed in a small way to that, Banshee on the Moon being released in all sorts of marvellous routines. Rachel, questions from yourself?
How long have you been planning this thing, and like this venue?
This venue
and everything?
Yes, Ben.
Well, it's been 2 years in the making, I guess, in that 2 years ago, Tallulah pledged to the crowdfunders that she would create this book full of her own artwork, and rather than release CDs, she always releases books. And without a definite timeline. So it's taken 2 years, basically, since the inception of the project.
You can't put a price on genius, you know. It's bottom line, Nicholas. Donny Osmond's to Tallulah's Marie? No, perhaps not. Obviously, different. You're too young to remember either the Osmonds, so why do I reference that? Still, anyway, how did you get involved with the project? Is it just a case of, well, I support my sister?
It is a big part of support my sister, but I love seeing her projects and how she wants to do that extra bit. So not just an album, but something that you actually walk home with. It's got a story to it, and you can see the artist has put a lot of effort into it. And so just bringing something more to the crowds rather than just an album. And then also with her previous tour, actually going to fans' homes and performing for them in their living room and getting to know the fans. It's very inspirational, and I'm very lucky to have her as a big sister. And I wish her all the best, and we'll be here to help whenever she needs my help.
I'm filling up all over. Rachel, thoughts for yourself?
No, I do think it's brilliant. I love the concept of artwork with it and making it more personal. Like you said, she's visited people. I think that's lovely. Like, she's really, with her music and her fans, are part of it, as opposed to it just being making money off of it.
It's truly wonderful. Now, one of the things that's been creating great hilarity, I don't know why, is both Rachel and I, if we actually remove our mobile phones, which is what we're doing at present, demonstrate, it doesn't even know what a QR code is. Yeah, bless it. You know, it's just sitting there. I'm looking around at some superb art gallery photographs and various other bits and pieces and images that have inspired the whole thing. But clearly this reveal that actually invited people to download the QR code and then work it way through, just share with us what we're going to be missing with our traditional phones.
Well,
everything. It's all right.
That's highly subjective.
Of course.
The idea is that if you do have a smartphone, you can click on a little picture, one of these QR codes, and that will take you straight to the YouTube page where you can then listen to it on your headphones. And we've got loads of headphones here for people to take, but it's kind of assuming that people have...
Well, they were told to bring our own headphones, and the fact that only Rachel remembered to bring her own headphones, it's by the by. I mean, I left mine in a car in Loughton. It happens, you know, it's the excitement of going down the whole line, etc. But actually, in terms of not just a gimmick, it's more than a gimmick, it really fits in, because holistic is the phrase I tend to think of with respect to this. It really, the whole project, it's a bit like a Russian doll, it all connects together.
Yes, absolutely, and it's about being able to engage with it and connecting the art with the listener or the viewer, and to be able to listen to it on your own headphones just helps that.
Nicholas, go back to when Lisborough, bless her, of course, mum to Tallulah, and presumably mum to yourself?
No, actually.
That's all right then.
No, we share a father.
Yeah. That's okay, and probably also the connection with Joy Adamson.
I'm grateful.
Now.
Liz is fantastic. She's a lot of fun. Every time she's here at these gigs, she's always a big help.
She, She works a room like nobody. She's a whirling dervish of a woman. I mean, Rachel encountered Liz for the first time. Well, our last London location report, really. It was still recovering.
I did, yes. Lovely.
So, it's truly wonderful. But as I say, going back to when Liz said, you must have a listen to my daughter, Tallulah Randall. She's produced some good stuff way back in the days of Trouble, that early EP that was released. We followed the whole thing through, even had Tallulah barefoot in a coffee shop in Middlesbrough. Quite extraordinary band, but still, yeah, these things need to come out sometime. In terms of that whole sequence, just the music gets better and better.
Well, I definitely feel that, and what I quite like about some of her new music is she's actually speeding up a little bit and she's using more tempo. And as a young man, I also like the addition of bass. Can't go wrong with that. So just having a bit and more levels to the music as well, and then seeing the way she performs with sometimes three guitars and the piano, and she's dodging between the three of them, I think is really impressive. And incorporating that all into one song, there are a lot of layers to it. And when you sit and listen to the music, you can really hear all the different layers, because a lot of the time it gets jumbled and you sort of hear two sounds when it's actually five, but you can hear all the different levels she's producing very, very nicely. And I love the music.
Genuinely a sort of classic scenario in all sorts of ways. Now, in the background here, Ben, we've got our young lady who's doing... Would you like to just introduce us to this other member of the team who's looking a little bit worried at present, but, you know, we like to feel as though we are inclusive with our interviews.
Well, this is Jem. She's an intern who's been an absolute star and has put together most of this, everything you see here in the gallery.
Okay, Jem, if you'd like to just come along for a minute. Jem, working as an intern, it can be a heartless task in many ways. I think you've got an ideal employer with, of course, Tallulah and Ben. How's it been from your own perspective?
Yeah, it's been great, actually. Tallulah's been... She's so passionate about it and so organised to pull this all off, because it's not just, you know, a music sort of thing she's putting together. It's photography. It's a whole immersive
event.
Experience. Pardon? Events.
Yeah, quite literally.
Yeah, so people come in, it's a, you know, sound, vision, everything, so...
Almost referred to in the 60s, I was tempted to say Liz Brewer's sort of era. No, I couldn't possibly. As a happening. But there we are. Yes, I'm far too young to remember, of course, the happenings from that point of view. Rachel.
Yes?
Questions for our intern.
Questions for our intern. How long have you been interning with this project? She wants to escape. I feel sorry for her.
I've been here for about a month. So, yeah, hit the ground running, because it's been all go, but...
And obviously, interns, the idea of a whole internship is to lead on to greater things. What are you looking to work within the music business, within the cultural arts business, within the scene, or is it just a case of whichever person recognises my genius?
Case of recognising genius would be brilliant, but PR events, that kind of thing, would be perfect. But yeah, Tallulah is the perfect person for this, because I love music, art. So we've got the whole thing.
There we are. So you see, Ben, obviously there's a deputy stepping into place there to actually deal with Tallulah's telephone calls when she's off listening to Led Zeppelin albums.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need a few more deputies.
Listen, guys, it's going to be a fabulous event. We're really privileged to actually be here. We'll soak up the whole atmosphere. Hopefully we're providing just a little smidgen of day two of the official Tallulah Let Randall launch at the Rebecca Hossett Gallery. Well done, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.